So today's topic, love attachment and Chan practice. As you know, we got scheduled to give these talks very long time ago, and then we're asked to give a topic. And usually I find that by the time I have to prepare for the talk, I was like, what was I thinking when I made this topic? So I have to trace back to why I thought it would be a good idea to give this title to be put on the schedule. And I think I remember vaguely that someone suggested to me that the topic of love relationship doesn't get talked about very often, and it's something that everybody encounter in one way or the other. And people very often don't quite know how to what to do as a practitioner to deal with vexations involved in love relationship. So perhaps it might be a good idea to talk about it. I think that's something like that. And so I don't know why I volunteered to do this, but I will give it my best shot. And this is by no means a really in-depth analysis of this huge, vast, difficult topic, but I'll give it a shot here. 那我们的这个来给这些礼拜天的演讲啊，通常我们很多月前就要给法师我们今天要讲的什么题目，很久以前就给他们这个题目了，所以每一次呢，我要来准备这个演讲的时候，我都会在想。 究竟为什么我很多月前会想要讲这个题目的呢？我是不是怎么会想讲这个题目啊？尤其是今天的题目是说，今天的题目就是爱、执着跟禅修。那我记得呢，那个时候我决定要讲这个题目的原因，就是有人跟我讲说，在我们很少讲到那个。爱情的关系里面，每个人都会有这些的经验在生活里面，可是很少讲到究竟我们应该怎么样去处理这些关系，怎么去用我们的修行来处理这些的在爱的关系里面的给我们的烦恼。 那所以我就想，或许可以，就这位菩萨跟我讲，或许可以讲一下啊。 那我就想，或许可以试试看吧。我这个题目好像蛮复杂的，那所以我只是试试看哈。那讲的不好的话，请大家原谅哈。So now we begin to take a step. So love, very loaded word. We as practitioners, we get a little bit scared by it because. Love means desire and attachment. These are things we don't want, right? We just want to stay far, far away from them because that's what we are trying to do, right, in practice, not to give rise to desire and attachment. So it's maybe why we don't talk about it very often. 那爱这个题目哈，我想。 不知道是不是这个原因，可是我们不常常讲这个题目，可能是因为在我们心里面想哈，爱情啊，通常都是会让我们想起是那个欲望啊，爱欲嘛，还有就是执着。那我们就会听到，我们修行就是希望不要有那么多欲望，不要有爱欲，不要有执着。 所以就是好的修行人就是不要有那个爱欲跟执着。那所以就是如果我们想到爱情就是跟欲望跟执着有关系的话，我们会觉得这个都不是好东西了哈。So there might be this sort of like a unconscious association, negative association with this idea of love relations. But the reality is that as human beings, we want to be loved. And we want to have meaningful love relationship with other people. Be it with a romantic love relationship, or maybe relationship between parent-child, or other people that we call our loved ones. We want to have meaningful love relationship. And we also want to have people that we love in our life. We're human beings, that's how we are. 可是呢, 所以呢, 很多时候我们可能会想到那个爱情, 好像可能就不是很好的东西吧, 如果我们是真的是希望很认真的修行。 问题就是, 我们是有情众生, 我们是人, 我们都希望被爱, 有其他人爱我们, 我们都希望在我们的生命里面, 有一些有意义的那个爱的, 关系, 或许是夫妻关系啊, 或是父母跟子女之间的爱的关系, 或是其他的爱的关系, 我们也希望有在我们的生命里面是有值得我们爱的人, 在我们的生命里面, 因为我们是人, 所以这个就是事实。 Yet for most people, our experience in love relationships do often involve attachment. And these attachments in turn very often brings about suffering. So why is that? How does love give rise to attachment and suffering? And what can Chan practice do to alleviate our suffering generated in our love relationships, so we can, that's the step I'm going to take today. 可是呢, 很多人的经验里面呢, 就是在有爱牵涉爱的那个关系里面呢, 都会感受到, 我们说的执着。 那这些执着, 心里面的执着呢, 就会让我们感受到苦。 这个就是很多人的经验。 那问题就是, 为什么是会这样子的呢? 如果爱情都是我们希望得到这么好的东西, 那爱是怎么样去让我们感受到执着, 还有痛苦呢? 最主要就是, 禅修, 怎么样可以帮助我们离苦得乐, 尤其是离开在那个, 爱的关系里面是感受到的苦。 So, the love relationship I mentioned today, as I mentioned just earlier, that I'm talking about sort of mostly the kind of, maybe we'll call romantic relationships or relationship in marriage. But also, it can apply to any relationship that involve what we call love. It can be relationship between parent, child, or other relationship we call, we see involving deep love in our life, maybe between friends and siblings. 所以, 今天这个我们讲的那个爱的关系啊, 我就希望就是厘清一下, 主要就是会讲, 我们说的好像那个, 爱情, 所讲的爱情的关系, 可是呢, 不只是, 两个人的爱情的关系, 结了婚了, 还是没有结婚的, 可是, 也可以包括, 父母跟小孩之间那种爱的关系, 因为都是那个有很深的爱在里面, 甚至于所有其他我们人与人之间的关系是牵涉到我们所讲到的爱这个感受。 或者很好的朋友之间呢，或是兄弟姐妹之间呢的爱。It is not uncommon for practitioners of the Dharma to think that we should not be attached in love relationship to avoid suffering. And very often, in people's mind, that translates into being detached from our loved ones. And as a result, making our loved one feel unloved as we try to be detached. And this causes many people to become alarmed when their loved ones become a Buddhist. Actually, I have a lot of people who came to talk to me. I had colleagues who came to me being very alarmed when she found that her son has become a Buddhist, and when her husband became a Buddhist. Because the first experience they got actually was that they felt that this person has become more emotionally distant from them. And I also heard someone say that that's why there's this general impression about Buddhism, saying that Buddhism breaks up family. Buddhism breaks up family, like, because it tells people to be detached from their loved ones. 在我们的认知里面呢，常常会听到那个修行佛法的人对这个的理解呢，就是呢，我们不应该执着。在我们的爱情的爱的关系里面呢，不要执着，这样子呢，我们就不会痛苦。在很多人的心里面呢，这个是什么意思呢？不要执着，不要执着。他们的心里面的想法呢，就是不要执着的意思就是不要跟这些人这么How do you say detached in Chinese? Is that term? Chang Wen Fa Shi, detached 怎么讲中文？远离啊，就是那个中文那个说，就是我们会把它理解为就是不要那么这么。跟其他人比较远离一点，那个关系不要那么亲密，不要那么亲密啊。结果呢，这让我们身边的人呢会觉得好像你就是很冷淡了，对我们很冷淡。因为这样子的想法呢，很多人很多尤其是不是学佛的人当他们有的他们的家人或是男女朋友开始学佛的时候，他们都很突然就会很担心其实我也有一些朋友他们来跟我讲说他的小孩，他的儿子学佛了，他让他觉得很担心你，也有另外一个朋友说他先生那个学佛了，就让他觉得他突然很冷淡了。他们感受到差别，就是因为他们这些突然开始学佛的人，希望不要执着嘛，所以就对那个身边的人呢就比较冷淡一点可是。他们身边的人就觉得不是觉得你不执着是觉得你是好像突然就不爱他了。So the people around us, around the new practitioners, or maybe not so new practitioners, just think that you are being cold unloving. And they may not understand that you are trying to be a good practitioner. So Now, this is rather contradictory to what we know about the great masters in practice, like our founder, Master Shen Yin, or someone we already know, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, who have great capacity to love. And everyone who have met these individuals would tell you that they can feel, their love and affection and caring for them. They won't tell you, I met this master and he's like really detached. You don't hear that. Right. So this tells us that the practice is not about being detached and not about being emotionally aloof and distant. And in fact, it is a misunderstanding, and unfortunately very often give Buddhism a bad rap. So I'd like to spend some time this morning to explore what this attachment in love relationship actually involves. 可是这个因为当我们听到修行很有成就的佛法的大师，那个好像我们的圣严师父，还有达赖喇嘛，我们都知道呢，他们这些修行很得力的大师，他们都是很有爱的能量的，你们都会听到，有机会接触到这些大师的人，他们都会说，他们都会说，我这些都是很，你可以感受到这些大师的爱的，你从来不会听到，我碰到那个达赖喇嘛，他就是 他就很冷淡的，对，就怕没有听到过，都会想到，哎，都是你碰到这些佛法的大师，你都可以感受到他们的爱的，总是会听到这样子。所以我们就可以知道呢，修行就不是说要跟对其他人冷淡，就不要让其他人觉得你爱他们。 不是这样子，这个是一个误会，误解。那可是这个误解呢，是很让很多人呢对佛法有一个很误会，还有就是很不好的印象。所以我希望今天早上用点时间来探讨一下这个爱的关系里面呢，我的爱情关系里面呢，这个所谓的执着是什么。 So, yes, our experience in love relationship does involve attachment and suffering, no doubt about it. So let's take a moment to examine what it's about. Now, 我们的爱的关系里面是有执着，是有那个痛苦的。那我们如果是大家用花几秒钟想一想，在我们的爱的那个关系里面想到， 都会有感受到过那个执着的感受，还有就让我们痛苦，可以想想看，那究竟我们可以用点时间看看究竟是什么一回事。 So let's ask ourselves, what are we attached to in love relationships? What are we attached to? So, was the person we love, right? Like we're attached to that person. And that's why when we really love someone, we really miss that person when we're not with that person, right? That when we talk about suffering, we talk about there are eight kinds of sufferings. Like one of the suffering is to be separated from our loved ones. So being separated from the person we love is suffering. So, well, then we believe that we'll be happy when we are with our loved ones, right? So when we're no longer separated from our loved one, we don't suffer. Right? Is that true? Do we suffer when we are with our loved ones? Are we like perfectly happy and at ease the entire time when we are with our loved one? Take a second to think. And when we do, we might notice that even when we are right here with our loved ones, we're not completely at ease, and we might experience a great deal of suffering. This is curious. So, 那我们想想看, 究竟在那个爱的关系里面呢, 我们所谓的执着, 我们执着什么? 我们当然就是执着我们爱的人嘛, 我们执着我们很爱的人, 因为我们很爱这个人, 我们就很执着这个人啊。 所以为什么我们就是这个人跟这个人不能跟这个人一块的时候，我们要分隔两地啊，我们就会很痛苦。这个是就苦嘛，那个爱别离的苦嘛。好，那当然因为这样子呢，我们相信如果我们可以跟我们爱的人一块， 就不会苦了，是吗？不苦了。可是我问你一下，这个是真的吗？我们跟我们很爱的人在一块的时候，是不是就是一点都不苦了？都是每一秒钟都非常自在快乐啦？大概不是吧，哈。那个想一想，就是很爱这个人，看到他们可是苦也是苦，哈。这个是很奇怪的。 This is very curious indeed, if suffering is being separated from our loved ones, and we suffer even when we are with our loved one. Why do we suffer when we are with our loved ones? 那这个很奇怪的，如果我们认为跟我们的 爱的人分开是让我们的，是我们痛苦的原因。那为什么当我们跟我们爱的人一块，我们还是痛苦呢？ Perhaps we can take a second to think about what is the suffering that we experience when we are with our loved one. Thanksgiving is coming up. Maybe that gives you some good material. I have a student who told me that someone always end up crying from the Thanksgiving dinner. And so that will be one area to explore, or you might have other more appropriate material to work with in your mind. What is the suffering that we experience when we are not separated from our loved ones? 那我们可以 用我们的经验想一想，思考一下，当我们跟我们爱的人一块的时候，究竟这个痛苦是怎么样的一回事？是从哪里来的？或许我们感恩节快到了哈，很多人的一家人，我们爱的人都可以聚在一块哈。可是很多时候，我们跟我们爱的人家人聚在一块， 都不是完全快乐的事情哈。我有一个学生跟我讲，通常那个感恩节那个大餐吃完，就一定会有人在哭的啊，都是有点不快乐的事情发生哈。那或许我们可以在那方面取材，或是我们生命里面有其他的经验，让我们可以看看，当我们跟我们爱的人一块的时候，我们 感受的痛苦是什么？Perhaps we might be able to relate to some of these feelings. Maybe we feel this sense of disappointment or sadness or resentment. About what? About feeling that something's missing right now. Something is missing because this person, my loved one, won't do what I want. Maybe we feel that he's not appreciating me enough. He doesn't pay enough attention to me. I heard I had a colleague who complained about that when she's with her husband, that he just kind of just likes to be on the computer and not pay attention to her. Or we might feel that this person I love so much doesn't really want to spend time with me. And I remember a colleague telling me that she spent time at home with her child, and all her child wants to do is just to be in the other room watching television. Why wouldn't this kid want to just be here with me and spend time with me, be close to me? Or we feel something is missing, just that we feel that our relationship is not as close as I would like it to be, which is not as close as I like it. 或许, 当我们跟我们所爱的人一块的时候的痛苦的感受跟这个有点关系，或许我们感受到有点就是有点失望吧，或是有点觉得很要求，或是觉得有点怨恨，有点怨恨，有点怨恨，失望什么呢？心里面就是觉得不舒服，觉得有点有点什么不对吧？有点觉得为什么心里面可能会在嘀咕，为什么这个人啊没有多爱惜我多一点？为什么会可能会想会觉得为什么这个人没有多给我多看我几眼哈，多给我一点那个注意我多一点？我有一个朋友就是会跟我抱怨啊，说那在家里那个他的先生整天就是在那个电脑上面，怎么又给他多点注意他一点？或许会嘀咕，就是为什么这个人呢没有想要多跟我花多点时间跟我在一块？那我有一个同事啊，会讲到会讲他在家里跟他小孩一块，可是这个小孩只是喜欢整天就是在看电视，没有整天没有希望跟他在一块，我就是我们你我是你妈的，为什么不想要跟我呀在这一块哈？ 或者就是这个很不舒服的感觉，就是觉得那个为什么我们很爱大家，对方啊，为什么就会总是就觉得我们的关系不是好像不是很亲密这样子。So it's a general sense of dissatisfaction. So what's going on? Why do we suffer even when we are not apart from our loved ones? What we need is to have a clear understanding of what we are really attached to. The attachment that causes us to suffer in love relationship is not the attachment to the person per se. Rather, it is our attachment to the ideas that we have about the person we love. An idea about the relationship itself, and the idea of who we are in this relationship. So let's explore this. 那究竟这是什么一回事呢？ 为什么当我们跟我们爱的人一块的时候，我们还是 这么痛苦呢？ 我相信我们 需要搞清楚，在爱关系里面，我们的执着究竟是执着什么？ 这个让我们痛苦的执着不是我们对我们爱的人的执着，我们执着的其实是执着一些想法，我们执着我们对我们爱这个人的想法，我们执着我们执着对这个我们执着我们这个关系的想法，我们阶段的关系的想法，我们也执着我们对我们自己在这段关系里面究竟是谁的想法。所以那我们就花点时间那个探讨一下这个究竟是什么一回事哈。First, our attachment to our idea of who our loved one is supposed to be. So this is different from our attachment to the person. What we attach to is actually an idea we have in our mind about who this person is supposed to be. And we may not even be aware of this idea that we have in our mind about who our loved one is. We sort of just assume that's who that person is. We just assume that's that person. And from time to time, however, we are dissatisfied because this person in front of us is not being who he or she is supposed to be in our mind. So what we usually do, because we're not aware of our attachment, we just blame this person. I think that if this person would just be more whatever, if he or she would just be more affectionate, more respectful, more tender, more appreciative, fill in the blank, whatever you have complained about your loved ones, things would be perfect. And so we get upset. We get upset when we're with our loved one, thinking that why wouldn't he just be X, Y, Z? Why wouldn't he just be more appreciative, more tender, more respectful? In other words, the person in front of us is not meeting our expectation. Our expectation, which is our idea of who this person is supposed to be in our mind. Okay. 那我们先讲这个执着，第一个执着，执着，我们对执着是执着我们的一个想法。这个想法就是我们这个爱的人啊，应该是怎么样，应该是怎么样的一个人的一个想法。很多时候我们不知道我们有这一个念头的，我们只是基本上就相信我们爱这个人就是这个人，就是我们心里面想的这个人，没有发现到这个只是我们心里面的一个影像，一个想法。所以呢，当我们碰到这个人的时候，跟这个人在一块的时候，我们就会觉得很不很多时候会觉得不满意，不满意，因为这个人呢，不是跟这个人跟我们心里面想的影像不一样，不配合，没有符合我们心里面的影像。就通常因为我们不知道我们心里面这个想法呢，我们就会怪这个人，觉得这个人为什么如果他就会比较温柔一点呢，多爱惜我一点呢，那就好了，就好了。这个就是我们心里面的对我们爱的人的低估嘛。 或是我们就很生气啊，很生气的时候啊，就会想，为什么他不会多尊重我一点啦、多爱护我一点啦、就也是一样，就是我一样是什么？我们就觉得这个人没有符合到我们心里面的对他的期望嘛。这个期望就是我们心里面对这个人的一个这个人应该怎么样的一个想法。So in our mind, we hold an idea of who our loved one is supposed to be, and we're not even aware of it. And where does this idea come from? Where did that idea come from?So, you can look into where that idea came from in your mind, but some possible suggestions. Perhaps this idea of who our loved one is supposed to be came from an earlier time in our relationship. So, maybe we remember that when we first met, he or she is so sweet and affectionate. So, that's the image of the person we hold in our mind. Think about it. Maybe that's what happened to you. That, you know, when you think like when we first went out, when we first met, maybe when we were in our 20s, and David told me to volunteer my experience, and... No, he told me not to. Actually, it is not anything unique. I'm sure everyone can relate to that. That when you have in your mind about this person when you first met, when you first were going out, and he was being so tender and affectionate and so attentive. And you have that...image in your mind. That's this person. That's the person I married. That's the person I married. Okay, so that's the person. And so maybe 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 years later, when you say something and this person you marry said, what?Like, where did that tender, loving, attentive person go? Like, that's not how he would say, how he would talk to me 10, 20, 30, 40 years ago. Right. So, even though this person is just being who he is, minding his own business, we thought, what's wrong with him? Why wouldn't he be...the affectionate, loving person. Something's wrong. And we suffer. Now, 这个我们心里面呢、哦、心里面这个也对我们这个我们爱的人呢、哦、心里面的影像究竟是从哪里来的呢？那我会让请你自己想想看究竟是从哪里来的。可是或许啊我们可以探讨一下。或许这些影像是从我们的关系的早期一些经验来的。我们记得会在我们的记忆里面我们记得当我们刚刚开始恋爱的时候他是一个就是很温柔很细心的人哈，这讲话都轻轻的很甜蜜的哈。那这个就是我们就记得那个人的那个时候的影像，讲话的声音啊表情啊都我们都记在那个心里面，我们就会想这个就是我嫁给这个人嘛，就是这个人，哈。 那可是呢，今天哈，我们活十年、20年、30年、40年之后啊，当我们在跟这个人讲话的时候，他们讲什么？讲什么？怎么说？哎，那个很温柔、细心哦，什么？那个人去哪里了？哈，那个就是不一样的耶，那个不是，这个不是我嫁的那个人哦，哦。So in our mind, we hold this image frozen in our mind about this tender, loving, attentive person that we married. And even though the person right in front of us now is just being who he is right now, nothing wrong. We think something is amiss.And what we do? 可以吗? And what we do? What we're doing is that we're comparing what's going on right now in this present moment with an image frozen in our mind. And that image frozen in our mind is what we attach to. And it is this attachmentthat causes us to compare our present moment experience with it that brings about the dissatisfaction. The 那我们发生这个是发生发生的是什么呢？就是我们在心里面有这个影像很久以前发生的事情，把这个影像停留在我们的心里面。当我们现在当下跟我们爱的人在一块的时候，我们就是用这个心里面很久以前形成的这个影像来比较，来跟当下发生的事情比较评价现在发生的事情，那当然就是不一样了，不一样了就会觉得痛苦了，因为我们就觉得都没有跟以前那么好嘛。This happens in parent-child relationship too. So for those who are parents,or if you're a child, you might experience that. We may hold the image of our child or our parent from a long time ago. So, in the parent's mind, there might be this image of this child, very little child, being, so sweet, and she always wants to be with me, cling to me all the time, love me so much. Right? That's the image we have of this kid, maybe your daughter. And then now she's a teenager, and she looks visibly embarrassed just by being around her parents, like all teenagers usually do.And it's very difficult for a parent not to mourn the loss of that sweet girl who's always clinging to her, love to be around her so much, needing her so much. Because we compare what's going on now with that image of this person in our mind. 那这个在那个父母跟小孩的爱的关系里面也发生哈。有小孩的人会比较熟悉哈，就是让我们想到我们小孩的时候呢，会想到这个小孩很小的时候多可爱哦，好可爱，都很可爱，还有常常黏着我们的，黏着我们的，很想跟我们在一块，很需要我们，很爱我们，这个就是我们 心里面对这个小孩的我们的小孩的那个影响。可是当他们长大了，现在或是是一个十几岁的时候，就跟其他的十几岁的小孩一样，都不想人家看到他跟他妈妈一块嘛，但是他们会觉得好像很尴尬，他们不想，那个是很正常的哈，他们在一个阶段里面。可是呢，当父母的就很难不会觉得这个是很难很痛苦的，因为而且我那个很黏我的很可爱的小孩去哪里了啊？为什么现在是这样子的？很难的。为什么我们把现在发生的事情比较跟在我们心里面很久以前形成的那个印象？In addition to an image we hold from an earlier experience in the relationship, sometimes we simply have an idea of the other person that's fabricated in our mind. We have an idealized notion in our mind about who our spouse or child or parent is. Where did that idealized notion came from? I don't know, like maybe from movies, from novels, from stories we heard from other people. I remember hearing from a lady talked about how complaining about her husband, how her husband just wouldn't be this super understanding, patient guy who would just listen to her and want to talk to her all the time. And her daughter said to her, "These people don't exist. It's on television. These are husbands on televisions." And so we might have these idealized notion in our mind we're not even aware of. But all the same, we use this idealized notion of our loved one, and we use that as a reference point to compare and to judge the person in front of us and find that something is missing. And disappointment will be unavoidable. Suffering.或许我们心里面的影像不一定是跟我们过去的关系的经验有关系的，或许我们心里面对这个人的想法的影像是我们心里面的一种想象，是一或许是从电影啊、小说啊、其他人的给讲的故事啊让我们心里面有的一个想法那个丈夫就是这样子，爱人就是这样子，或者小孩好，我爱的人呢，就是这样子的。那我记得有一个一位太太哈，她整天在在嘀咕，在抱怨说她老公啊，这不会。就是很耐心，整天在听。那她整天会那个抱怨，为什么她老公啊不会就是很耐心的、很愿意的，整天在听她想心里面想要讲的什么事情哈？那这位太太的女儿跟她说：“妈， 那个电视上才有这样子的老公啦，事实上不是这样子的，没有老公是这样子的啦。那我就说，就说妈，你看太多韩剧了哈。那个所以可能我们心里面有这样子的一个很理想化的那个影像，不知道。可是理想化的影像还是从以前一个经验所有的影像，我们做的是同一样的事情，就是把这个影像当为一个这个人应该是怎么样的，然后把我们现在在我们面前这个人做的事情讲述的行为来跟这个心里面的影像来比较，我们用这个比较就会评价来评价究竟这个人哈，是不是能够符合我们心里面所想要的？那当然，我们是一定会失望的，不一样了，都会让我们生气、痛苦。So we can see what caused the suffering.We might be familiar with this concept, the cause of suffering. Cause of suffering is our vexations, craving, aversion, and ignorance. What's the craving? We crave for things to be different from what is right now. So, because we use this image we have in our mind about who this person is supposed to be,We want this person to be other than how he or she is right now, to be like this image we hold in our mind. So even though this person is just being who she or he is, nothing wrong. Being loving.In the way he or she is right now, we think something's amiss, something's lacking, and we suffer. What it means is that if we don't have this image in our mind about who this person is supposed to be, we will actually be able to appreciate betterthis person and feel the love. 那究竟我们怎么会痛苦的呢？那我们记得佛法里面教的痛苦的原因是因为我们的烦恼，烦恼就是贪嗔痴烦恼哈。贪是什么？贪就是希望现在在发生的事情是不一样，希望跟现在发生的事情是有不一样的，更多的、更好的。好，那当我们心里面有这个人应该是怎么样的影像的时候，无论这个人在我们面前有多好，我们还是觉得希望这个人多关心我一点，多好一点，多细心一点。就因为这样子的比较，我们就会总是会觉得有一些东西是不够的，我们就是这个就是贪。可是有可能很不是很可能，可是这个人现在当下就是这个人怎么样来爱我们，就是现在的做法，可是我们没有办法看到。那如果我们心里面不再去执着我们心里面这个影像，认为这个人应该是怎么样的，我们或许就可以放松我们的心，来好好的感受到这个人在我们面前这个人是怎么样，还有这个人对我们现在对我们的爱。那嗔心就是我们不喜欢嘛，不喜欢看到 我们面前这个人呢，不是我们希望有的人，我们就生气，抱怨。So this aversion is basically aversion to what we dislike. We hate seeing our loved ones not being the way we think they are supposed to be. We get upset. That's very often how people end up crying in Thanksgiving dinners. So, these loved ones, they meet our expectations. 那这是为什么很多时候当一家人聚在一块的时候，有些人会生气的，因为他觉得这些人没有达到他们的期望。Ignorance. What are we ignorant of? We're ignorant of the true nature of reality. Being impermanent. Everything changes. The person in front of us is not the same person we have in our mind from before. Can't be. The image we hold in our mind of how this person was when we first met, it's very outdated, like a photograph. So if we expect that this person is the same person as before, that is ignorance. And sometimes our ignorance is so deep that we're not even aware this is what we're doing. We're totally ignorant of our ignorance. 那吃是什么意思？吃就是我们不了解那个现实的真相那个真相。就是无常，事实上的现实世界。那当我们希望在我们面前这个人是跟我们刚刚认识的时候那么热情，那么细心，什么我们心里面影响啊，这个就是对无常的愚痴，没有了解到是现实就是无常的。希望现在这个人跟这个人10年前、20年前一模一样，没可能。这个就是愚痴了。很多时候我们不知道我们有这样子的愚痴，所以就真是非常愚痴了，就没有知道。这个是真正的无明。Well, we might know that even though we know this conceptually, we know this, we understand this conceptually, we may not be able to accept it emotionally. Meaning, even though we understand what this attachment is about, and how letting go of this attachment is what's going to stop our suffering, we may not be able to do it, accept it. And this is why conceptual understanding of the Dharma alone is not enough. And we need chan practice to cultivate the mind. As we settle the mind using the methods such as following the breath or reciting the Buddha's name, we use the methods of chan to investigate our deeply held beliefs, such as the image we hold in our mind about who our loved one is supposed to be. So when we do that, we may discover that we hold such an image of how our loved one is supposed to be. And we may discover that's exactly what we do. We compare how this person is right now with that image. And that's when we discover why we suffer, why we experience dissatisfaction. And then what we will also discover is that this is a very entrenched habit of our mind. We do this all the time with everything. And so we shouldn't be surprised that we suffer from our attachment to these ideas. Now, 当我们执着究竟是什么一回事，了解到执着怎么让我们痛苦，这个只是认知上的了解，这个不代表我们是真正的可以去接受它，然后去放下执着，然后不痛苦。所以呢，只是在认知上学佛哈，学到佛法的观念，在认知上来理解呢是不够的。我们需要，所以我这个就是因为这样子，我们需要禅修。我们禅修是先开始把我们的心静下来，用那个数息啊，或是学念佛的方法。当我们的心可以静下来的时候，我们就可以用禅修的方法来参我们的心，参看我们心里面这些想法。我们就会发现我们的心里面是有这些想法，就是影像对我们那个爱的人心里面有一个影像，就觉得他相信这个人应该是怎么样子的。我们也会发现我们在这个人跟这个人一块的时候，会用这个影像来比较来评价，然后我们就会感受到失望痛苦。我们也会发现呢，这个是一个非常深的习性，我们心的习性。我们基本上常常都是在做这样子的事情，只是我们不知道。当我们发现这个心的习性的时候，我们就会可能就不会那么惊讶呢，为什么我们是常常都会有因为执着而痛苦。How entrenched is this habit of mind? I'm sharing experience. Recently, I was at a meditation workshop. After we meditated for 40 minutes in this meditation workshop, I asked the participants how they did in the meditation. And one of the participants shared that, yeah, it's okay, but it's, you know, it's my mind's kind of scattered. It's not calm like, you know, like it's supposed to be. Right? So I explained to her that, well, your idea of how calm your mind is supposed to be is what's causing your mind not to be calm. Because your mind is so busy comparing your current state of mind with that supposed calmness that you have in your mind about how your mind is supposed to be. Your mind's constantly moving. If you just don't worry about how your mind is supposed to be calm, your mind will actually just be able to settle down. So everyone heard it. It's like, well, yeah, this really, you know, makes sense. This is good. Yes. And then I asked the next person. And she told me, yeah, you know, my meditation is good. And it was not calm like my mind was 2 weeks ago and when it was here. And I looked at her. And she went on and on complaining about, like, 2 weeks ago it was really good, and talking about how today's not like that. literally right after what we just discussed. And it totally did not occur to her that she was complaining about the exact same thing we just talked about. And she nodded and nodded and thought, wow, that makes so much sense. It's wonderful. All right. And I want to share this story with you, which literally happened about a week ago, because I thought it was such an excellent illustration of how we can really understand the concept perfectly and fail to see it operating in our own mind. Conceptual understanding is not enough.
那我想跟大家分享一个故事，来让我们理解。 刚才我讲的说，这个新的习性啊，是很更新替故的。我们常常基本上根本就不知道我们新的习性是怎么样的。最近我去那个带领一个禅修的活动，那当我跟这些禅众就是打坐40分钟以后，那就我就问大家，哎，打坐怎么样啊？哈。 那有一位陈荣就有点就说，今天还可以啦，可是呢，就是我的心不是很安定，就是没有我想的那个心应该是怎么样安定那么安定了哈，那所以就不是很好哈。那我就跟他们解释说，因为你的心。 整天在想你的心应该是怎么样安定的，所以你的心一直在用这个心里面的"我的心应该很安定"这个影像来比较，来评价现在的心的情况，所以那个心就是很忙啊，一直在比较来比较去嘛，好。 那如果我们不用有心里面有这个想法，我的心应该是怎么样安定的，那个心哈，自然就安定下来的了，哈。那他们听，哎，真的很有道理，就大家都听得很欢喜啊，在点头啊什么，然后就问下一个禅宗，哎，你做的怎么样？他说。 那个刚才点头点得很猛的哈啊，禅宗就说：“嗨，哎呀，我今天做的还好啦，可是哎呀，就是没有上两个礼拜我在这里共修这么好，上两个礼拜我这心真的是很安定哦，那个今天就没有那么安定，就一直在抱怨，今天不知道为什么没有两个礼拜以前那么安定哦。”那我们在听的时候。 就是这个禅宗完全没有发现他现在就在抱怨，我们刚才讲的，他听得很欢喜的同一件事情。那我希望就是跟大家分享这个故事哈，就是让我们知道，我们可以对某一个佛法的观念很理解，认知上面很了解。 可是完全不清楚我们心里面是在做这些事情。我们没有，因为我们对我们心的活动不理解。We fail to see these things operating in our mind, these habits operating in our mind, because our mind is not clear enough. And that's what we need to do in the Chan practice. Cannot be substituted by conceptual understanding alone. So what's the parallel here? You might have figured it out already. When we hold an image of how our loved one is supposed to be like in our mind and compare how he or she is right now with that image, it is no different from what we do in our meditation. When we compare our current state of mind with an idealized notion of how the meditative mind is supposed to be like, So this is a very entrenched habit of our mind. And it is through practice that we become familiar with this habit. When we become more familiar with this habit of our mind, then we'll recognize it. We can recognize, oh yeah, I'm holding this image in my mind about how this person's supposed to be. And comparing it and causing us to feel dissatisfied and suffer. As we do so, we can catch ourselves out before we go too far down the path of causing ourselves and other people suffering. This is why we need Chan practice. We need to understand that cultivating a calm mind is only the beginning. When the mind is more settled, we'll be able to see our mind more clearly. The purpose is not just to have a calm mind. But we need to be willing to look into our mind. As we penetrate our calm mind, we'll be able to discover the more subtle thoughts, which are these ideas about our loved one to which we are attached. So I'd like you to try this next time when you're upset or sad that your loved one does not love you the way you want. Practice remembering to look into your mind to find out what image of your loved one you're using to make that assessment. What image are you holding in your mind about your loved one? You're holding in your mind that you're using to determine that this person is not loving you enough, not being tender or attentive, appreciative enough. But to be able to remember to do this, we do need to practice methods of calming our mind. Because usually when we're upset, we can't remember anything. We just want to blame the other person. It is the calmer mind that we cultivate through meditative practices that allow us to maintain this relaxed and calm mind so that we remember to investigate the mind. Now, 大家或许已经可以 看到了哈， 当我们 心里面执着的这个 我们爱的人应该是怎么样的这个影像， 然后我们用他 用这个影像来评价在我们面前这个人 的行为的时候， 这个就是我们在我们 修行打坐的时候 我们的心的习性一样， 我们心的习性就是希望那个 心里面有一个 我这个心机应该怎么样， 是很 安定的， 那我们就用这个影像来评价比较 现在的心的 情况， 那我们就会整天会觉得 好像有什么不对的， 什么有什么问题的。 那当我们心有这样子的习性哈， 我们怎么样去处理它呢？ 这个就是我们禅修的功用。 当我们禅修的时候， 我们就会慢慢可以 对我们这样子心里面的习性比较理解， 也知道有这个习惯， 就会比较容易可以看到， 我现在又有这个升起这个 我这个人应该怎么样的一个影像， 然后来比较。 当我们可以发现我们心里面 又在做这个事情的时候， 我们或许可以就会早一点 让我们知道， 或许不用 继续下去，来让我们跟其他人也会痛苦哈。所以禅修是很重要的，我们要理解，在我们念佛或是打坐的时候，修行让我们的心安定，只是一个起点。当我们的心比较安定的时候，我们才可以看到我们的心起心动念比较细微的起心动念，我们可以比较看得清楚。可是我们也需要愿意去看我们心里面的起心动念究竟是什么。当我们去参我们的心的时候，我们就会可以看到这些细微的心理活动。这细微的心理活动就是发现我们心里面所执着的对我们的爱的人的影响。所以或许大家可以试试看哈，下一次当你在跟你的爱的人一块，家人啊，或是爱人啊，当你很生气或是很觉得很失望你觉得你爱的人哈都好像没有你希望他爱你的这样爱你，当你很失望或是很生气的时候，就做这个记得来修行。修行怎么修行？往内看，看我们的心，看看关照我们的心是不是在升起一个影像，觉得这个人应该是怎么样对我的这个影像，然后我看看我们是不是在比较这个人现在的行为，用这个影像来批评，让我们觉得这个人不够好，有问题，试试看。那问题就是啊，通常当我们很生气啊很失望的时候，我们通常不会记得做这件事情的。那我们怎么会记得呢？修行安定我们的心，多念佛或是用数习学习的方法，当我们的心是安定跟放松的时候，我们就比较容易记得。当我们痛苦的时候，把心往内看来了解，知道究竟痛苦是从哪里来的。 So earlier I talked about attachment. Our attachment really is not about being attached to the person we love, but being attached to our idea of who our loved one is supposed to be. As we embark on our investigation of our mind, we realize that I'm actually attached to this idea of the other person. We may also discover other things that we are attached to, maybe not so obvious. We may discover our attachment to our idea of what this relationship is supposed to be. And of course, we do the same thing. If we have an idea of how this relationship is supposed to be, we compare what is going on now with that idealized notion, and then may find ourselves disappointed, dissatisfied, and suffer. 那刚才我讲呢，我们执着的究竟是什么？不是执着我们爱的人，我们执着的是心里面的一些想法。首先就是执着 这个人，我们对这个我们爱的人应该是怎么样的这个影响。当我们往内看，看我们的心的起心动念的时候，我们发现可能会也会发现我们也有其他的执着。我们可能会发现我们也执着另外一种的想法。这个想法呢比较难看到，可是也是很重要的。就是执着我们心里面觉得我们这一段关系应该是怎么样的想法。So, for example, people who've been married or together for a long time can also be the case for parent-child relationship, may attach to the idea of how their relationship is supposed to be. So, two people who've been married may have the may have the belief that, well, we supposed to want to be together all the time. So we might find that the fact that that's not the case being problematic, that the partners want to do things on their own apart from the partner. What's wrong? Our relationship is supposed to be one that we do everything together. We like the same thing. We always see things eye to eye. Very intimate. And again, maybe this image of how this relationship is supposed to be was formed from when you started dating, that you just are peas and pods and want to be together, doing everything together. And you have outgrown it. But we still have that notion in our mind about how this relationship is supposed to be. And we evaluate the current status of our relationship using that image in our mind. And again, find something amiss and causing ourselves suffering.那或许我们可以用一些我们经常会有的经验哈，结婚很久的夫妻啦，或是父母亲跟小孩也会有这样子的经验，就会想到就会有这个想法，觉得他们之间的关系啊应该是怎么样的，或许呢？会觉得哎，我们都是很爱对方嘛，我们就是很就应该是我们是希望常常是在一块的很想跟在一块的。那当我们发现其中一方就是希望可以去做其他的事情不是跟我在一块的时候，那我们觉得是不是有什么问题啊？因为我们不是应该是希望常常都是在一块的吗？很亲密的吗？这个想法哈，这个对我们的那个关系的影响，可能是也是或许刚刚开始恋爱的时候是这样子哈，常常都是希望可以在一块。可是我们结了婚哈，10年、20年、30年，可是都改变了，无常了。可是我们还是会看着现在的关系来用这个影像来评价这个我们的关系，现在的关系可能会觉得是不是我们有问题啊，是不是我们的现在的关系有问题啊，这让我们很痛苦哈。And we also attach to our image of who we are in this relationship.And as a practitioner, we may have an image of ourselves as being the compassionate, selfless, giving one in this relationship. And our attachment to this idea of who we are supposed to be will actually prevent us from being fully present with our loved one. To truly listen to and respect who he or she is. As we are preoccupied with fulfilling our role of being the compassionate, giving one. And as a result, we turn the other person into the taker of our love. So when we become aware of our attachment to this image of who we are in this relationship, maybe we can see clearly how it is actually this attachment that's obstructing the flow of love. And when we see it, then maybe we can finally relax and just be and appreciate the special connection we share with this person. And love without suffering.
那最后就是我们的执着，最后执着我们心里面想，我们在这一段关系里面应该是怎么样的一个人？ 或许我们有这个经验，就是想，哎，我们是修行人嘛，那个在这段关系里面，我们想象自己是这个很慈悲，就是很愿意无私无我的爱另外一个人，其实这个也是一个执着，当我们执着自己。 这个影像认为自己应该是怎么样的一个人的时候，我们就没有办法真正是在当下，跟这个人一块，好好的、真正的聆听，还有聆听这个专重这个人。 因为我们太，我们因为我们在只是在想，我们是怎么样可以做一个很慈悲、很无私的人。可是当我们在做这个事情的时候，我们是把自己变成这个无私给爱的人，把另外一个人变成一个他是接受爱的人。这个其实是非常不尊重我们爱的人的做法。 可是我们不知道，当我们发现我们是在做这个事情的时候，那或许我们就可以放下这个对我们这个自我形象的这个执着，这可以真正的是放松我们自己，真的只是在这个当下跟我们爱的人一块感受这个爱。 可是是不没有要升起执着跟痛苦的。So I hope this exploration is useful, and maybe you can try and play with this in your practice, and I hope you will all be able to experience love without suffering. 那我希望大家这个。 有一些用哈，那个希望大家可以用这些禅修的方法，让你有机会可以感受到爱，可是没有痛苦的爱。阿弥陀佛，Thank you.